Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. There has been another deadly mass shooting in America, this time in Arkansas. It happened at lunchtime at a grocery store about an hour south of Little Rock. CBS's Omar Villafranca has more.
Just moments after pulling up to buy gas, witness David Rodriguez heard a barrage of gunfire.
There's somebody lying in the parking lot, shot.
And pulled out his cell phone to record.
We don't normally hear about things like this going on in our local community.
Stunned onlookers scrambled to safety as officers quickly locked down the area.
Around a dozen people were shot and three have died. The 44-year-old suspect will be charged with three counts of capital murder. The Supreme Court upholds a gun control law intended to protect victims of domestic violence. Natalie Brand reports.
Chief Justice John Roberts wrote, "The law uses common sense and applies only after a judge determines that an individual poses a credible threat of physical violence." The court ruling against the challenge brought by 23-year-old Zaki Rahimi of Texas, indicted for possessing a firearm while having a restraining order against him.
Nearly 100 million Americans under excessive heat warnings and advisories from Los Angeles to New York. CBS's Lilia Luciano is in the Big Apple, where the real field temps neared the triple digits today.
High temperatures mean high demand for power, leading several manholes to go up in smoke. The heat also disrupted train travel at New York City's Penn Station, testing riders' patience and forcing the cancellation and delays of the Amtrak and New Jersey Transit trains.
Very frustrating. It's uncomfortable. It's, there's no place to sit.
Amtrak warned high temperatures may require trains to operate at slower speeds, resulting in one-hour delays.
A California jury finds David DePape guilty of multiple criminal charges in the hammer attack on former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, in their San Francisco home. CBS's Christopher Cruz says DePape was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison last month.
The jury convicted DePape of all the charges, including threatening a family member of a public official and aggravated kidnapping. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
In the sentencing in the federal case, his lawyers have raised his mental illness and his circumstances. So we don't know how that will play in sentencing.
DePape's attack on Pelosi just days before the 2022 midterm elections was captured on police body camera video. Pelosi's skull was fractured. He'll have plates and screws in his head for the rest of his life. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The Edmonton Oilers beat the Florida Panthers 5-1 to force a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pear Marquette Park is out as the protest area for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next month. Instead, there are two demonstration areas, one near Pfizer Forum and another near the Baird Center. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle.
I'd like to reassure everyone that the Secret Service and our public safety partners respect every American's First Amendment right to express themselves. The Milwaukee PD and other law enforcement partners are well equipped to manage protests and ensure gatherings remain safe for all individuals involved.
Republicans didn't want the protest zone so close to Pfizer Forum. The Department of Natural Resources is offering $100,000 in grants to rural Wisconsin counties that help recycle unwanted electronics. The funds would go towards building permanent electronics collection sites or hosting collection events. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks getting ready for the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA draft is coming up next week. Bucks GM John Horst has the 23rd and 33rd picks overall, which he may flip in a trade deal. The Los Angeles Lakers have hired ESPN's J.J. Redick as their new head coach. The 39-year-old Redick played 15 years in the NBA with six different teams, including the Milwaukee Bucks, but never the Lakers. The only time Redick has ever coached was for his son's youth basketball team. Baseball. The Brewers losing to the Padres last night, 7-6. Starting pitcher Bryce Wilson got off to a bad start, giving up 4 runs in the first. Pat Murphy.
I wasn't super pleased with how he threw the ball, but 5 runs and 15 outs is not what we're looking for here.
The Brewers debuting another rookie reliever, 23-year-old Bradley Blaylock, in the 8th.
I guess walking out of the bullpen, kind of just glanced up and looked at everyone, took it all in for a second, but then once I started that jog in, I was locked in and ready to go get 3 outs.
As Brewers pitcher Bradley Blaylock was Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Lows around 66. For your Saturday, showers and thunderstorms, a high around 73. Showers and thunderstorms possible Saturday night, then mostly cloudy with a low of 59. We clear things out for Sunday. Mostly sunny, 78.
It's 64 at our studios.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the next Devil's Advocates radio show. We're fresh off our Cedarburg Strawberry Fest hangovers. You'll want to tune in Monday, Big Monday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, it's happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It is the end of the week, and it's Anything Goes Friday. We have one guest today, Bishop Dr. William J. Barber II is going to drop by in our third hour. But other than that, I want to tell you about the latest Supreme Court decision and also yesterday's decision about the Ten Commandments. A break glass moment. Judge Cannon information leaks are almost as big as the news itself. We'll get to that in just a moment. And a crazy alert. A Republican arrested chasing an adult dancer at 2:45 in the morning. But it gets even weirder. Also, in the second hour of our program, TV weather gets political, and our fascist alert, RFK Jr.'s campaign, floats serious jail time for Jake Tapper, Dana Bash, and others because he didn't qualify for the debate. He wants to send the media to prison. Right. But the Supreme Court just dropped a ruling, and 8-1. I guess the news is Clarence Thomas thinks that women who have restraining orders against men who have been violent toward them should not have their guns taken away, that they should be able to be fully armed because, Clarence Thomas says, that's the way it was at the founding of the Republic. I mean, it's literally that nuts. He says Thomas was the lone dissenter. It was an 8-1 decision that said that, yes, guns can be taken away from domestic abusers. And Clarence Thomas argued that because wife beating was not generally a crime at the time of the country's founding, it shouldn't be one now. Well, you know, whipping slaves wasn't, black people wasn't a crime at the founding of this republic either. I mean, seriously, Clarence, you really want to go there? This is just astonishing. He said all regulations of firearms should be deemed in violation of the Second Amendment, quote, unless it is consistent with the nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation. So that's today's absurd Supreme Court decision. Yesterday's absurd Supreme Court decision, we're still talking about today, and that is that it wasn't even the Supreme Court decision. It's what's going to the Supreme Court. Let me correct myself here. This is Supreme Court adjacent. It's largely based on this 2022 decision where the Supreme Court said that a judge coercing high school football players to say a prayer on the 50-yard line is not coercion, and it's not a violation of the separation between church and state. And yesterday, Governor Landry in Louisiana signed into law a bill that would require the Ten Commandments be posted in every single school in Louisiana, from kindergarten all the way through graduate school. I don't understand why Louisiana thinks this is, like, important. You know, I get it, they're pandering to the religious right, but Louisiana has one of the highest poverty and child poverty rates actually in the developed world, certainly in the U.S. 26% of all Louisiana children live below the poverty line. They have more than twice the rate of death for women in childbirth than the national average, and almost twice the rate of child and infant mortality. They have terrible high school graduation rates, the lowest adult literacy rate in the entire developed world. They have a 38.1% adult obesity rate, one of the highest in the developed world. They have one of the worst violent crime rates in the entire United States, 549 crimes per 100,000 people versus a national average of 366. Their STD rates are off the charts, particularly for chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. They've got the second lowest life expectancy in the nation, one of the worst levels of income and wealth inequality in America, almost twice the national rate of hunger, food insecurity, with almost one in five, 16.7% of their children going to bed hungry every year. More people dying from heart disease than almost any other state. They have among the worst and most lethal air pollution in the nation, see Cancer Alley. They have almost twice the national rate of teen pregnancy, 27 per 1,000 females compared to 17 nationally. And almost twice the number of people in prison as the national average, 680 per 100,000 versus a national average of 419 per 100,000. But they think that solving these problems, which are the result of obviously 50 years of Republican rule in Louisiana, they think of solving these problems is going to be real easy. We'll we'll just post the Ten Commandments in all our schools, right? Jeff Landry says he's doing this, he's ordering this, because if you respect the rule of law, you got to start from the original lawgiver, which was Moses. He even included a fake quote attributed to James Madison in his proclamation. This is complete BS, and it's designed to basically impose religious doctrine on impressionable young people. The Ten Commandments is arguably the most bizarre thing to choose to mandate. I mean, how about mandating that the Constitution of the United States be posted in every classroom? I could go along with that. But the Ten Commandments, eight of the Ten Commandments have no parallel in American law. Eight out of ten. The only two that are the same as American law are don't kill and don't steal. But we don't have a law that says that there's only one God and he must be worshipped and he's a man. We don't have a ban on graven images, you know, statues, crucifixes, pictures of other deities. We don't have a law that requires us to take a Saturday off every week or be stoned to death. We don't have a law that says if children don't honor their parents, the community should get together and stone them to death. We don't have a law that makes it illegal for men to covet other men's wives or sleep with unmarried women, Donald Trump. And we don't have a law that criminalizes telling lies, except under oath. I mean, corporations have recently asserted the explicit right to lie under the First Amendment, and Trump averaged a lie every 3 minutes in his last speech. So what's going on here? What's going on here is this is religious power trying to insert itself into the United States, trying to get federal subsidies, trying to get federal authority. And this is not what the founders said. I mean, there were some people in the early years of the Republic, or even before it was a Republic, who were, you know, evangelical Christians and were quite outspoken that they wanted religion in the Constitution. Patrick Henry is probably the most famous of them. He was the largest slave owner in the entire state of Virginia, which was a massive slave state. And he actively and vigorously opposed the U.S. Constitution, in part because it had a clause in it, the Establishment Clause, that says Congress shall not establish a religion. And there shall be no religious test for office. He was also concerned, Patrick Henry, that the Constitution didn't explicitly support slavery. But the actual founder, but he's not a founder of this country. He's just, you know, a famous guy because he said, give me liberty or give me death, as he was supervising the largest slave plantation in the entire state. But, you know, and you know, several of these people were slaveholders, Madison and Jefferson. John Adams wasn't. Thomas Cooper wasn't. Benjamin Rush wasn't. But, you know, anyhow, this is the author of the Declaration of Independence, the third president of the United States, the guy who wrote the first draft of the Bill of Rights, which says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's Jefferson. In a letter, in an 1814 letter to Thomas Cooper, he writes, anybody who asserted that the Ten Commandments were the basis of American or British law was mistakenly believing a document that was a manifest forgery. Why is that? Well, and Jefferson lays this all out. I won't read you the lengthy quotes, but they're all in the article today, and I also posted them over on Daily Kos. The British common law started in the year 598, and the Christians didn't take over England until the year 686. So here then, Thomas Jefferson writes, was a space of 200 years during which the common law was in existence and Christianity no part of it. He wrote, we might as well say that the Newtonian system of philosophy is a part of the common law as that the Christian religion is. In truth, the alliance between church and state in England has ever made their judges accomplices in the frauds of the clergy, and even bolder than they are. In my article, I quote at some length Jefferson's letters to John Adams. John Adams, who was a Christian and was not a slaveholder, saying, you know, hope springs eternal. 8 millions of Jews hope for a Messiah more powerful and glorious than Moses, David, or Solomon. Hundreds of millions of Muslims expect another prophet more powerful than Muhammad. Millions of Christians expect and hope for a millennium in which Jesus is to reign for 1,000 years. The Hindus expect another and final incarnation of Vishnu. He says, but you and I, this is John Adams, the second president of the United States, he says, you and I hope for splendid improvements in human society and vast amelioration in the condition of mankind. Our faith may be supposed by more rational arguments than any of the former, which was the Ten Commandments. And then Jefferson just goes through this long thing. Ben Franklin, another one. Ben Franklin famously said, I found Christian dogma unintelligible. Early in life, I absented myself from Christian assemblies. That was in his autobiographical book, Toward the Mystery. I think, you know, the most famous quote that the right-wingers like to use is where Jefferson said, I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny imposed upon the mind of man. But it comes from a letter in which he basically says that the preachers, this was in 1800 when he was running for president, it was 2 months before the election, and he writes in this letter, the returning good sense of our country, he's talking about the belief that he's going to get elected president, the returning good sense of our country threatens abortion to their hopes. The Episcopalians and the Congregationalists wanted an official form of Christianity and wanted them to be them. Because they, the preachers, believe that any portion confided to me, such as being elected president, will be exerted in opposition to their schemes. And they believe rightly, for I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny imposed upon the mind of men. But this is all they have to fear from me, and enough too in their opinion. End quote. So there you go. Now this is going to go to the Supreme Court, where, you know, six Catholics are probably going to say it's okay.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The founders and framers are rolling over in their graves. I'll be right back.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's work money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you gotta know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing. Those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful stuff for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something really very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I eat them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And the new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels as well. That's an important nutrient for heart health.
Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeats.com and using the code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's GetSuperBeats.com, code TOM, for a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced and to save 15%. Once again, GetSuperBeats.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. Picking up on some of the other news of the day, this break glass moment. It turns out that two more experienced judges in Florida, Judge Aileen Cannon, when she was given the Trump documents case, had only presided over four trials. And they were all, you know, just basically low-profile, easy stuff. And this is an extraordinary case. I mean, you know, this is an extraordinarily difficult case. And so the chief judge in the Southern District of Florida, Judge Cecilia M. Altonaga, and another far more experienced judge reached out to Judge Cannon and said, you know, you really probably shouldn't take this case. Why don't you just hand it off to one of us? And she was like, no, I'm going to do it. And this is a quote from the New York Times. She has broken, according to lawyers who operate there, with a general practice of federal judges in the Southern District of Florida of delegating some pretrial motions to a magistrate, in this case, Judge Bruce E. Reinhart, the newspaper. And why would she do that? Because Reinhart will actually do the right thing, and she's trying to, you know, block on behalf of Donald Trump. New York Supreme Court retired New York Supreme Court Judge Diane Kiesel told CNN, quote, it's quite unusual and somewhat surprising, the issue of the appropriate or the legality of appointing a special counsel. And I would point out that what Aileen Cannon is doing today in Florida is she's basically holding a hearing on the constitutionality of Jack Smith's appointment. Now, that the constitutionality of a law is something that, you know, any court can engage. But typically, this is the job of the Supreme Court. And in fact, she's not even just allowing the litigants to speak. She is inviting third parties who are saying that Jack Smith should never have been appointed, it's illegal. She's allowing them to each have a half hour to talk, which, again, is something not even the Supreme Court does. But basically what she's doing today is she's holding a mini, today and tomorrow, she's holding a mini Supreme Court hearing. Now, why would Judge Cannon do this? Why? Well, I think it's rehearsal. I believe, and, you know, this is purely my conspiracy theory. Let me just tell you right up front, I have no evidence for this. But I believe that Donald Trump, or at least Donald Trump's people, have been in touch with Judge Cannon and told her, essentially, if you can keep this case from going to trial, you will have a seat on the Supreme Court when Alito or Thomas retires if Trump becomes president. I'd bet money on that. And that's what I think is going on. And that's why I think she's holding a hearing on constitutionality. She's rehearsing. She's practicing for when she's on the Supreme Court. It's that insane.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I have a crazy alert for you, and then I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Very pleased to have with me Tina Anderson. Tina is the founder of Just Thrive, extraordinary company that's got a new gut health product, a new probiotic. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you for having me.
I think most people think of probiotics as just gut health, but this is much larger than that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, gut health is such a hot topic right now. You know, everyone's kind of talking about gut health, and that's due in large part to the National Institutes of Health Human Microbiome Project. That told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. Our gut is responsible for so many aspects of our overall health. Our immune system, for example, 80% of our immune system is found in our gut lining.
I recall years ago people talking about the importance of eating like fermented foods, you know, like yogurt and the cabbage thing.
Sauerkraut. about sauerkraut.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it would you know, supplement your gut health. We've gotten a lot more scientific about it, haven't we? We've figured out a lot more than just, you know, hey, just eat the right foods.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those are great tools to use in gut health. They just are not a replacement for a true probiotic that's going to make a change in your microbiome.
Just to start out with a probiotic, where do you begin?
I would always recommend someone starting with the Just Thrive probiotic and antioxidant. The other product I would definitely want to recommend, because unfortunately it's so relevant right now, is our Just Calm product. And that has 8 clinical trials behind it, showing that it's actually helping people reduce their perception of stress, which, I mean, obviously we all need a little bit of that these days. We have a coupon code for your audience, too, which is Tom. You can find us at justthrivehealth.com and definitely use the coupon code Tom, T-H-O-M, for 20% off either the 90-day of probiotic or the 90-day of the Just Calm.
Tina Anderson, thank you so much for dropping by today.
I really appreciate it, Tom. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Welcome back. So our crazy alert for the day, headline over at the dailymail.co.uk. Republican arrested after chasing an adult dancer on a road while waving a gun at 2:45 a.m. That's only half the story. State Representative Neil Frisk, 62, was arrested at 2:45 in the morning by Lansing police. He was, you know, apparently in town for the legislature. He's actually from northern Michigan. And he's 62 years old. He's a hardline conservative. He puts faith and family at the center of his campaign. And he apparently was chasing this adult dancer down the street following a disagreement, which, you know, really, and a disagreement about what? But when he was, his campaign was asked about it, because the guy's running for re-election right now. His campaign said, as many of us know, Representative Frisk is always exercising his Second Amendment rights. Seriously, that's his argument. That's his defense. He was waving the gun at the stripper because Second Amendment. What these Republicans, they're just, it's pathetic. Anyhow, let's pick up your calls. Here's Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind today?
Oh, well, we seem to be talking a lot about Christian nationalism with our speaker and one of our Supreme Court justices flying a certain flag, and now the state of Louisiana putting the King James version of the Ten Commandments in the schools. I'd like to point out...
It's not even that, by the way, Susan. It's not even the King James version. They took the version that was used by Cecil B. DeMille's company when he was promoting the movie in 1956, The Ten Commandments, which he got from a group called the Eagle Forum, and it's neither King James nor the Catholic version. So go figure. But anyhow, back to you.
Scholarship, yeah. Well, I'd like to point you to an interesting podcast that our local NPR station, Boise State University, sponsors. They're on a second season of a series they call Extremely American. 2 years ago, they were doing all of our Patriot militias and whatnot. This year, they just debuted the new season. It's called Onward Christian Soldiers, and they're looking at Christian nationalism in our region. And they're using as a template a group that have been growing slowly, initially in the 70s, but now rapidly in our university hometown of Moscow, Idaho. And just following these people, what they're doing with their messaging and how they're bringing in new people, what they want to do. One of the reporters who happens to be Jewish was informed that in their construction of a new America, he would not be able to vote because he's not a Christian, and on, and things like that. It's called, the podcast is Extremely American under BSU Radio in Idaho, and it's free. Anybody can listen to it. The third chapter is releasing on next Tuesday. They already have two chapters out. It's very interesting. I would recommend you listen to it. They have all the names for around here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that, you know, people are doing that. I mean, the absurdity, this craziness coming out of the Supreme Court and out of these organized church groups that are, you know, basically just lobbying for more and more government money, government power, government, you know, political power, government recognition. It's just terrible. Susan, thank you. Thanks for sharing that. Katie in Jamul, California. Hey, Katie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Well, we came back last month from 15 years in Australia. So I've been your occasional Australian news about Medicare for All and all of that. But we decided to move back here, which is pretty darn brave of a couple of old people, but back to San Diego. But I have a few things that have been driving me crazy, not wanting to stay up past midnight to call you. But one of them is that now that we're back to watching American television and listening to you, which I did the entire time that we were there, is that they, the MSNBC, which, you know, I'm pretty sure most of us watch, along with some other news, they do such a microscopic analysis of Trump and all of his insanity. And you know, that's the huge, like, I picture it like the huge bonfire that's in front of us. And in the meantime, behind all of this is removing tens of thousands of people from the voter rolls. And I think that gets, and
hundreds
I could be
thousands.
Wrong, because
millions
I have been,
fact,
you know.
Probably.
Sorry?
I said it's probably, in all probability, there will be between 2 and 4 million people are removed from the voting rolls this
year. Yeah, and you don't think that's a bigger story than how crazy is Trump? Is he crazy? Is he demented? Is he, well,
I think
you
it's
know,
huge.
It's the hugest story. It's the hugest story. And I mean, every time they say that Trump won in 2016, I just wince, because, you know, you look at, or, you know, Gore is the old story, but, you know, you look at what's going on, and I want to know, why don't they have Greg Palast and all of anybody like him on a regular basis? I mean, this needs to be hammered in. You know, Trump didn't win in 2016. He couldn't have won without people being removed from the voter rolls. And, you know, that needs to be front and center. You know, we're sort of sick of hearing about the, you know, the diagnosis of this sociopath. I mean, it's like, okay, we get it. But what's really going on, and I think that's part of the, you know, it's almost like part of the plan. Keep this up, keep people's attention on this, you know, absolutely dangerous person, no question about it. But in the meantime, where's Greg Palast? How come he isn't a commentator? Or he's not the only person in the world that has this information. But, you know, can you answer what's going on with the mainstream media? You got an idea?
I really don't. I mean, this is now the Republican Party's major strategy for maintaining control over red states that are trending purple, specifically Georgia,
strategy.
Florida, and Texas. It's their largest strategy. I mean, they've got a few others, but this is the main one. And for some reason, our media does not want to call it out. I agree. And, you know, everybody's so sensitive and weird about saying, well, you know, they're rigging the election. And nobody wants to get even close to that, because, you know, Trump has created such a bad vibe
around
it.
These are facts,
and everybody's
Tom,
criticized
and we know
him.
Them, and we know the
know.
Numbers. And
I know,
we've got
Katie.
The, you know, we've got
I know,
the legends,
I write about
and
it.
We've got
I wrote a,
the history.
I wrote a book about it. Yeah.
Yes, you
no,
did.
I wrote a book about it, the hidden history of voting, you know, of the war on voting in America. Katie, I don't have an easy answer other than that we should all be constantly, I mean, if you have a subscription to the New York Times or the Washington Post, whenever you can comment on an article, point this out, you know, on every website, every social where you have an opportunity, just keep pointing it out. Katie, I got to move along. Thank you for the call. Maverick in Edmonds, Washington. Hey, Maverick, what's on your mind today?
Tom, tough time for me to talk with you right now, but I'll see if I can get it done real quick. I need about 25 seconds. First, a favor. Would you please consider using the updated version of the word for the planet, Uranus? You freaked me out the way you used it earlier this week. I had an aneurysm, a heart attack, and then I coughed up a hairball.
Is it officially pronounced Uranus now?
Yes.
That's not how I grew up with it. Okay, that's fine. you got it.
A quick prediction: the world will end with the beginning of AI merging with deep fakes, and it's just around the corner. And then my final thing is, I got a question for you. You used the word tank.
I hope we rat.
What does the word tank mean?
Not here. You gotta walk the street.
You were talking with somebody who was defending
I'll tell you what it means. Back in 1956, either 56 or 64, I'd have to look it up, but it was back during that era. The Soviet tanks rolled into Czechoslovakia and seized control of that country. And I mean, there were some brief, resistance movements. Václav Havel had been involved in one toward the end. But basically what happened was a bunch of lefties in America immediately jumped to the defense of the Soviet Union, that they were imposing communism on Czechoslovakia, and that this was would be a good thing for the Czechs. Because it would, produce prosperity for everybody, quack, quack, quack. This was during the era when there were some, there's still many people on the left who thought that the Soviet Union had a good idea. And so they supported the Soviet Union rolling those tanks in. And so people on the left started calling these other people on the left who supported the Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia tankies. And so many of us now refer to lefties who support Putin's invasion of Ukraine with tanks as tankies. It's just, it's a phrase that's been around since the middle of the 20th century.
Ah, it's a great word. Now I can use it. Thanks for the help. Have a good weekend.
Make sense?
Yeah, thanks for the help. That's a
there
great word. Now
okay.
I can use
You're
it.
You're welcome, Maverick. Thanks for the call. Yep. Okay. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, you're on the air. What's up?
So, Clarence, how often do you beat your wife? Hello?
Well, if he does, he wants to be able to have a gun at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, I've got a bit of a delay here, so dialogue is difficult. So just, go off on your...
Okay, I just want to mention quickly, I had COVID a couple of months ago.
Go ahead.
And just so you know, I ended up testing positive for almost a month, and that's not uncommon. And what I really called about is people need to start getting into good trouble. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, well, I was just going to say, the woman who took our call at the eye clinic that we went to day before yesterday, she said that she tested positive for 3 months. But the consensus over at the CDC is that if you test positive, it doesn't mean you're contagious. If you're more than 5 days away from symptoms, you're not contagious, according to the CDC.
You are correct. That's my understanding also. Anyways, I called for trying to mention to people that we need to start making good trouble. Earlier this week, I went to a forum which had our congressman, our state senator, and three assemblymen, all Republican, doing a forum for the public. It was supposed to be for a Chamber of Commerce. I managed to be the first one up to the microphone, and of course, my questions had to do with why are they all taking dark money? Aren't they all hypocrites because they're supporting a convicted felon, and what are they trying to do with Project 2025, which managed to get us into an argument over what they were telling me, which weren't true, and I was calling them out on their misstatements. And basically, I think it was good for the audience. I was asked to leave, and when I left, a number of people came up to me and said, thank you, we wanted to hear those kind of questions.
Good. That's great. Good on you, Ziggy. There's a bunch of activists who are regulars on this show, and I really appreciate it. How's the endbribes.com business doing?
We're doing good. Lots of new items. We're coming up with more new items, and I've been starting to become involved with the local Indivisible group as well, and working with them and not just my Democratic committee that I work with. Mm-hmm. And I think we can win, and I just want people to start getting out there and start letting people know, because some of these people have said to me, oh, we're afraid to say anything like you said. We're going to get hit. And I told them, it doesn't really matter to me because I got original Medicare.
If you get beat up. I get it. Ziggy, that's great. What's your number one bumper sticker or t-shirt?
I don't know. Recently, it's been changing. I've seen a lot of different items ending, but mostly anything that has to do with democracy. I think that's what everyone's having a hard time finding, anything that says democracy.
Yeah. There you go. That's great. Ziggy, thank you so much. It's great talking to you. It's 48 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Three people were killed, 11 others injured in Fortis, Arkansas, when a shooter opened fire at a grocery store.
I had heard this noise, and I thought it was a wreck, so I looked back. When I looked back, I just seen everybody ducking, and I just seen shots coming through the window.
Police shot and wounded the suspected gunman. The Supreme Court upheld a ban on firearms for people under restraining orders to stay away from spouses or partners. Christina Jones is with the Battered Women's Justice Project.
We can breathe a collective sigh of relief that it will continue to be available as a tool in reducing domestic violence homicides.
The dangerous heat radiating out across the nation can make some workplaces unhealthy. Assistant OSHA Secretary Douglas Parker tells CBS.
Employers have a responsibility under federal law to provide employees with a safe and healthy workplace. That includes protecting them from known occupational exposures like high heat.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People having a mental health crisis would be better served by social workers than by police. That's according to social justice groups backing a new package of bills in Congress.
There are many, many times when a person is going through a severe mental health crisis that police are called and that person becomes criminalized and it's not given the full wraparound services and the appropriate response to what truly is a mental health issue.
The Madison Police Department is out ahead of the curve. It has 6 full-time mental health officers and 2 in-house crisis workers. The Milwaukee Alliance Against Racial Political Repression is demanding all footage from a shooting on I-43 on Thursday. After the chase, Milwaukee police opened fire, injuring multiple passengers in the fleeing car and killing an unborn child. The Alliance says that the families of the injured have a right to know why the chase ended in a shooting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Hollywood community is still coming to terms with the loss of Donald Sutherland. The actor, who received an honorary Oscar in 2017, an Emmy Award for his work in TV, and 2 Golden Globes over his career, starred in movies such as MASH, Ordinary People, and The Hunger Games. His breakout role was in 1967's The Dirty Dozen. Donald Sutherland is the father of actor Kiefer Sutherland. Sources say he died after a long battle with an unknown illness. He was 88 years old. The torch has been passed officially. Ralph Macchio, who played Johnny Cade in 1983's The Outsiders, visited the cast of the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical of the same name. Macchio attended the live show with his family in New York last week and posed for a photo with the cast next to the new Johnny Cade, Sky Lakota Lynch. Both the film and the musical are based on S.E. Hinton's 1967 novel of the same name. The Outsiders was nominated for 12 Tonys and won 4. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Lows around 66. For your Saturday, showers and thunderstorms, a high around 73. Showers and thunderstorms possible Saturday night, then mostly cloudy with a low of 59. We clear things out for Sunday, mostly sunny, 78.
It's 64 at our studios.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
At their desk jobs, maybe 10,000 to hear Bernie talk. He was introduced by some sort of...
Daryl, your phone is just broken up to the point that it just went into fuzz. In fact, I just lost it.
I can't hear you.
Okay, call back and we'll try it again. Larry in Carlisle, Illinois. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I'm wondering about...
Larry, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me? Oh, geez. Are you hearing me now? I got a problem with my hearing.
Larry, there's a delay of about a second and a half, which makes it sound weird. Just go ahead and talk.
All right. I got a problem with the black people voting for Donald Trump. There's no way he's going to help them if he gets elected. There's no way in hell he's going to help them out on anything. They may think he is. They may, just because they got millions of dollars, I think that's the only reason why they're going for him. And he's not going to help him. Look at these poor people way back in the 20s, I think it was, when in Oklahoma, where they tore the town down because they were black. They had more money than any of the white people did around there. And they got rid of them. And I think that's what Donald Trump's going to do when he gets the chance. When things start going bad for him, he's going to back off from them. He ain't going to give them nothing. If anything, he'll try and have them killed off and take their money. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I agree. Anybody who's not white and Christian is going to be facing some real serious challenges when Trump becomes president, if he becomes president again. I agree with you, Larry. Larry, thanks a lot for the call and for saying it. Amazing stuff, huh? We got a lot more to talk about here today. Stick around. Up next, TV weather gets political and our fascist alert about Bob Kennedy. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
It is day 16 and week 4 of Joe Biden's Top 100. Our theme this week, healthcare. You're not going to want to miss a single episode.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.